Quincy.
HD3 Detroit.
KJAQ.
HD3 Seattle.
WBMX.
HD3 Boston. AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like these, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this place. I can support you to create the space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I can help you to get back to your authentic self and be more aligned with who you really are and your true soul purpose. As a result of our work together, your life starts to unfold, become aligned, and easier. Visit me at www.intuitivesoul.com. We can create a program just for you. So tonight and all of November has been about shifting from our head to our hearts. And tonight I'm going to be discussing, you know, a heart's way through shifting from your head to your heart in your relationship with yourself. So give us a call. We'll take any calls at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And as well, there's instant message on the front page. So we're looking at shifting from our heads to our hearts and you know, how we can do that. But we do have a caller already, so why don't we start with that? It's Donna from California. Hi, Donna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So
Yay.
How can I help you?
I wanted to ask you if I had an unbelievable feeling. I was outside in a coffee shop, and my heart just opened up, and I felt such love, and I felt gratefulness. I had tears in my eyes for, like, maybe 1 minute, and I didn't know if that meant something's coming in, and then I've been having dreams where I'm celebrating with my mother on the other side, and I was just wondering if I was perhaps going to meet someone or if something, you know, what do you see for me?
Okay, well, that experience sounds more like you're just totally in that presence place, totally in your body and open to allowing everything. And,
yeah.
You know, that's an amazing experience. And
it's amazing. You're right.
Yeah. And there's really nothing better. When you're in that space, everything is possible. So, Donna, I mean, really, it's like get ready to, you know, step into your power. What do you want? You want a great relationship? You know,
yeah.
You can create that from that place. You can create that by, you know, being clear about what you want. Your heart is so open, even right now, just talking about that experience, that you're ready to create anything that you want. And, you know, there are, you know, there are definitely people around you that are being attracted to that energy. So, you know, be really clear about what you're wanting. And the celebration, I mean, it's really about coming home. I mean, that whole feeling when you get into that place, I mean, it's coming home into yourself. So, you know.
Yeah, because, Lori, when I felt that, I didn't want anything. I had everything right there. You know, to feel
exactly.
Such love and gratefulness, and I mean, there was nothing I was grasping for, but I'd like to meet someone. Do you see me maybe meeting someone and being in a relationship?
You know, that's definitely a possibility. How long has it been since you've been in a relationship?
Oh, about 4 years. I'm 56. It's been about 4 years.
Okay, so my first question would be why, and I think partly it's because you've been healing and partly it's because you've been, you know, preparing for, you know, a more balanced and dynamic kind of soul group, soul mate type relationship. And
yeah.
So I think, you know, you're ready not to settle for just the ordinary. You're wanting to create something huge. And from that place that, you know, just even thinking about where you were at the coffee stop, I mean, you can create that. There is definitely somebody entering into your energy within that would allow everything that you're wanting, and there might even be more than one. So, you know, be clear about what you want. Like, really, really be clear. It definitely, there's definitely somebody around your energy right now, and I see, you know, one or two that could step into that energy. So it's just a matter of, I think, you know, really setting your intention of what it is that you're wanting. Because once you have that energy, when you're in that space, of course, you don't want anything. You don't need anything because everything feels complete.
Yeah.
And that's a great place to create from, because then it's not from a place of neediness or a place of being alone. It's from this space of just, you know, feeling whole and feeling within your body and feeling that, you know, the juiciness of life. But yeah, there's definitely somebody around you. And as I said, one or two could even, you know, possibly take that if you're not interested, if this isn't exactly what you're wanting.
Mm-hmm.
So you definitely have lots of opportunities coming your way. And I think, you know, this holiday season is going to be kind of busy for you. So I would go to, you know, parties that people, especially if it's somebody you don't know that well, or, you know, just accept all the parties coming to you and just, again, be really clear about what you're wanting and just allow that goddess energy to sort of bubble up and just be you, like really feel confident and strong and, you know, keep remembering that place that you felt when you were at the coffee shop.
Yeah. Yeah, because that was unreal. Do you see my friend? I have a friend. He's like a father to me.
Right.
I talked to him for like 15 years, and I went out back east to visit him and all. And we have such a connection. I mean, I think we knew each other in many, many lifetimes, and he means a lot to me. But do you see him? I'm trying to get him to move out here to Santa Barbara. Do you see that happening?
You know, maybe eventually. He's kind of set in his ways. He's not. He just kind of feels. I get a turtle when I think of him. So he's, you know, he's kind of slow to move into things. He's, you know, he's kind of okay where he is. So he's not really feeling, you know, that need to push himself. Are you thinking possible romantic connection there?
Oh, no, he's like a father to me. He's 85,
right,
I'm 56. Oh,
okay, right. Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking that I could take care of him if, you know, as he got older, I would be able to assist him in a lot of ways.
Right.
And I just want him near me. I just love this person.
That's nice. I mean, you know, keep at it. See if you can maybe even just get him to come visit for, you know, a couple weeks or so. Just to, you know, that might help him make that decision.
Yeah, that's true.
If he does,
any money, because I don't work because I'm on disability, I can't work. But sometimes I can win things. Like I won a car once, and I won a couple trips, and I'm very lucky that way. I seem to attract things that I win. You know,
right.
I wanted to see. Do you see anything like coming up? Because that's how I seem to make it, by winning.
Well, why don't you? You know, again, from that place that you felt at the coffee shop. I mean, set your intentions of what you would like. If you, you know, if you limit it to only, you know, being lucky, then, you know, I mean, it's a wonderful way to allow the universe to give to you what you're wanting, but you can have many different ways that this can fall into you. So, you know, set your intent, but be very open. Don't try to force the universe into giving it to you in the only way you think you can get it. Okay?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Well, Donna, I look forward to hearing back from you. Let me know what happens.
I'll let you know. And thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right. So our next caller is Jay from Florida. Hi, Jay.
Hi. Good evening.
How are you?
I'm doing. I'd like to ask you if you could tell me if you feel maybe a reconnection in my marriage or not.
Well, how long has it been since the two of you talked?
A little over 6 months.
Yeah. You know, it's a tough one, Jay, because I know we've talked about this before, and you know, there's possibilities, but it's a tough one because she, you know, she seems to be getting further and further distance from you. I mean, I think you need to make a decision about, you know, what is it that you're really wanting in a relationship? And, you know, really know what that is, because I'm not sure that even, you know, even when you were together, it was necessarily the relationship you both were wanting. And I think that's, you know, partly why she's taken an exit. But, you know, I think you just need to get really clear about what it is that you're truly wanting so that you can attract. And if it is her, then she will come back. But, I mean, don't limit this. Let go of trying to get the universe to make it be one specific person, and just sort of really open up yourself and let some of the healing that needs to be done, let some of the grieving that needs to be done, and just, you know, start loving yourself for who you are. You know, there's no reason why love cannot be in your life in a major way. And, you know, if she can't be the one, there's others around that can be that. So, you know, be clear about what you want, and you know, just make some decisions and set some intentions, and just be really loving to yourself. Waiting sort of holds that energy, and it doesn't allow you to, you know, truly move forward in a way that that is empowering for you. You're trying to sort of tell the universe that you're waiting, and so therefore nothing can come to you. And when you get into that space, then everything around you sort of gets stuck. So, you know, work sort of gets stuck, and, you know, your dreams sort of get stuck, and everything around you sort of has that same energy around it. So, you know, just be really truly open to any possibilities that are around you and see what happens. Let go of her and see if she can come back. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. So basically, we're talking about, you know, how to shift from your head to your heart. And certainly we've seen a few examples of callers tonight about, you know, getting into that space where you're choosing from a place of love and not from a place of fear. And so the first caller, where she had this incredible mystical experience, was totally in her heart. And that's really what we're talking about, and that's really what we're wanting to achieve. So we are going to go to break now, but give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685, or use the instant message right on the front page. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the New Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Hi, I'm Sue Lundquist. I want to help you to embrace the life you've always envisioned. Listen to us on the I'm Thankful Network, Monday through Friday. Listeners from all the backgrounds come together as we identify the truly important aspects of life. The I'm Thankful Network is like comfort food for the soul. In short, we want you to be positively positive about where you are headed. Join us every weekday for the I'm Thankful Network. Fun, educational, and empowering. Tune in to find yourself all over again.
I waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why I didn't come. I left you by house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away instead of me. My heart is drenched in wine, but you'll be on my mind forever. Out across the endless sea, I would die.
as empty as a drum. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to master the path to heart consciousness. And there are three different modalities that I use. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and support you to become more aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify and heal the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and finally to assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. And intuitive energy clearing is about ridding you and your space of negative energy by helping you to connect with your natural, positive, powerful true self and restoring balance. And Intuitive Soul Radio, right here Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And I also have a show on my website every Thursday evening on intuitivesoul.com, which is live. And I also have a show at 1 p.m. every Monday now with my co-host Jean Adrian called Voices of Soul, right on the Sky Radio. So A few different ways of getting a hold of me and allowing this message to get out. And tonight we've been talking about, well, we've actually been listening to callers, and we have a couple more callers right now, but we're talking about, you know, finding a heart's way through shifting from your head to your heart in your relationship with yourself. And, you know, learning to experience that shift to make your choices differently, to allow yourself to be in a place of love instead of fear. That's, you know, that's where we're at. So do give us a call. We are taking live call-in questions at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And you can also instant message us right on the homepage. So our next caller is Kathleen from New Jersey. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How can I help you?
Well, I have a little bit of a dilemma. I have this friend, and he and I have been friends for about 15 years.
Okay.
And I guess there's always been some sort of attraction, chemistry, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say within the last year, I have developed very, very, very deep feelings for him.
Okay.
And I just don't know what to do. I don't know if it'll go anywhere. I just don't know.
Right. Have you voiced any of this? Have you communicated in any way any of this?
No, not outwardly. But I have a very deep, big problem of wearing my heart on my sleeve. So I don't know if he feels it. I don't know.
Right.
But I've never said anything to him.
Yeah. And that's really a hard one. You've been friends a really long time. And, I mean, what I would say is first you need to communicate because you need to find out where he is. He's not dating anybody right now. I don't feel a connection with anybody. So, you know, I would communicate it and see what happens. And it's an interesting connection that the two of you have. It's very, you know, it's very old and, you know, through many different lifetimes. And you've also had varying degrees of types of relationships from, you know, romantic relationships to family relationships. So there's definitely potential. He certainly has, you know, a very deep regard for you. Like I don't know if he, sometimes men aren't as observant as we think they are, and I truly don't think he has any idea that you are starting to, that your relationship sort of changed. or that you're feeling this. So I would truly just sort of be open and see, you know, if there's a possibility. Just, you know, sort of say, you know, things have sort of changed for me and I'm seeing you in a different light and wondering if, you know, if there is any possibility. And it can go a couple different ways. But I mean, you have had romantic relationships in the past in different lives. So it could go there. But you've also had, again, a lot of different. Sometimes you've just been like best buddies where you both have been, you know, male. There's been, you know, some lives where you've been family. So it kind of can go, it just really depends. And I think, you know, once you even put it out there, give them a little bit of time to, you know, sort of feel it out. Like, don't expect an answer right away. In fact, I wouldn't even suggest an answer right away. I would just sort of say, you know, this has sort of been happening and, you know, maybe we can explore a different area of our relationship and see what happens. But I would, I'd love to hear what happens.
Okay.
All right. Yeah,
I mean, definitely.
Yeah, communication is key. And seriously, you know, as much as, you know, we love men, sometimes they're not quite as observant as we think they are, especially when it comes to some of these situations. And this is one of those cases where I really don't think he has any clue.
Can I ask one more question about that?
Sure. Sure.
Do you see any, I really believe that he has some father issues. And I was just wondering if you feel or see any kind of abuse in his past.
Yeah, abuse is one of those kind of terms that's very loose because, like, are you mean sexual abuse or just, physical or emotional abuse?
I mean, like, physical and verbal.
Yeah, there has been. For sure, there has been. You know, whether it's traumatized him in a huge way, I mean, we all have family issues. We all have to, you know, shift from blaming our parents for everything that went wrong with us to accepting that this is part of the journey we chose and, you know, just allowing that to fuel our lives and make us feel, you know, from a different space and, you know, to help us move into our hearts. I mean, everything is here to help us grow spiritually. And definitely, you know, his relationship with his father, is his father still alive?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's good because then there's opportunity for forgiveness. So, yeah, I mean, that's definitely an area that he can work on for sure.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
But he's not an abusive man in any way, if that's
the
reason. Oh,
no, he's not.
Not at all.
No, he's very loving.
Yeah, very, yeah.
And that's what I think has finally made me see the light.
Right.
You know.
You know, okay. I think even at the beginning of the relationship, I think he actually had more wanting to be in a relationship. So, you know what? Might actually work into your favor. So,
okay.
Communicate. All right?
Sure.
And let me know.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we can take one more caller. It is Carrie L. From Arizona.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, I'm calling because I always seem to attract people into my life. And it's kind of hard to explain, but they always treat me like crap. Is it because I treat myself that way?
Okay. Not necessarily.
I'm trying to figure out how you put this
and make it
the
have a positive
denominator
upstate.
Here is me.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm like, wow.
Yeah. And, I mean, so we as women tend to always pick people that we want to rescue. And there's a lot of reasons for that. I think, you know, I think, honestly, it goes back to, you know, many generations of women being burnt on, like, a stake and, you know, different things that have happened to women that if you don't, if you don't stand in your power and you, you know, try to help other people, you know, there's this whole unconscious scenario that sort of happens. So part of it is that you're picking out guys that are, you know, not really the bad boy, but just ones that aren't emotionally available to you, aren't treating you with the respect and love that you deserve. And part of it, of course, has to do with you learning to love and respect and accept yourself for who you are. I mean, that's a huge piece of it. And so, you know, tonight where I talk about, you know, going from your head to your heart, I mean, it's really about you, you know, finding that space within yourself, you know, taking those breaths, taking, moving into your body and just allowing your heart to guide you, just allowing your heart and love to be how you make choices in your life so that you can start being what you would like others to treat you so that you can treat yourself that way. And, you know, we also, and this isn't just women, but we also say yes when we mean no and no when we mean yes. And we really need to stop that pattern because it confuses the universe as to what it is that you're truly wanting. So you need to be really clear about, you know, the types of men you'd like in your life. And, you know, when somebody comes into your energy and, you know, may say some of the right things, but the actions aren't quite right, or you can sort of see after a certain point, those are the times when you have to love yourself enough to say, you know what? I've played that role too many times. Now it's time for me to make a different choice. And you step out of the relationship instead of letting them hurt you more. You sort of say, you know what? Thank you for being another example in my life. And that's the other thing too. Go back to all of those relationships and look at each one of them and then find the gift that each one of them gave you in the worst problems that happened. What gift did they give you? Because there would have been something that you could learn and grow from. And, you know, we all have karmic relationships, and karmic relationships are the ones that, you know, we didn't quite finish the lifetime before, and we need to come back and, you know, finish up some loose ends. So who knows what happened in a past life that with these other people, but usually that's how it works. So it's a matter of you sort of saying, okay, I'm done with my karmic relationships. I see the patterns that have been following me, and now it's time for me to make some different choices and to allow healthier, happier, more balanced relationships into your life. And I honestly know that those changes are happening. Just by even you being aware of these patterns, these changes are happening. And so, you know, I think some new things are going to move into your life. Does that help?
Well, this really was with a woman, not a man. You know,
okay.
I haven't even had a man in my life for 10 years.
Okay.
But this is just women friends that treat me crazy.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So you're not even talking about a romantic
relationship. I do understand that I attracted these men, and I know the gifts that I got from them.
Okay, you know what? We're
going
to go to break. We're going to go to break, but Carrie, why don't you stay on the line, and we'll talk about friends as well, okay?
That's
so hold
really
on.
Really friends, okay.
Okay, so we're going to go to break. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Enlighten. Empower. Enrich. This is CBS Radio's The New Sky. New horizons, no boundaries. All day long, we're devoted to your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being. With your direct connect to the stars, Lisa J. Smith, The Dr. Pat Show, Liz Souza, Barbara Mackey, Glynis McCants, The Wake Up Call with L. Newman and Tom Force.
let us know how we're doing.
248-545-7685.
Log on.
NewSkyRadio.com.
24 hours a day. Your spiritual well-being is our concern.
Awaken the extraordinary.
Live the life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
New horizons, no boundaries.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good. And it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful release. Memories seep from my veins. Let me be empty. Oh, I'm weightless, and maybe I'll find some peace.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is to master a path to heart consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from a relationship with ourselves, with others, to even relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss this each week, every Wednesday night, right here on the Sky at 7 p.m., and I invite you to join me every week for this live call-in show where I answer your questions at 248-545-7685. And so we've been discussing, you know, how to move from your head to your heart, specifically with regards to our relationship with ourselves. And we still have Carrie L. on the line. And so I want to just go back over some of the things I said. You know, it doesn't really matter. But what I do want to say, Carrie L., is, you know, if you haven't been in a relationship, relationships are where we grow the most. So all relationships push us to grow. So because you haven't been in a romantic relationship for a long time, you're seeing that within your friends' relationships. And it's just kind of the way it is. You know, sometimes we get it within work if we're not getting it, the lessons.
Oh, I get it there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stay out of relationships, so I won't get it.
Yeah, honey, that's not going to help.
I'm catching the same crap.
I know. And so now that you know, just you know, just be aware of that. Just look at, because a lot of the times what you think is happening because of your perceptions, because of your experience, because of the way, you know, everything's happened in the past, you see things differently than what may be happening around you. And that doesn't mean that they're not disrespecting you, but they're doing it for a completely different reason than what you feel when it's happening to you. Okay, so they have their own issues. They're also growing. They need to work through them. And you are working through yours. So, you know, you have the nice girl syndrome where you're always, you know, trying to make people like you. And you just need to really love yourself and, you know, try not to be someone else, just to try and have love and acceptance. And, you know, it's truly the only thing that absolutely everybody is doing, is that, you know, we need love and acceptance in our lives. It's always been conditional, so we've tried to be somebody that is not necessarily authentic with who we truly are. And so absolutely everybody is walking around trying to get love and acceptance because they haven't loved and accepted themselves. And that's also because of the fact that love is conditional. So learn to love yourself. Get back into, you know, feeling life and knowing that you deserve friends and a partnership that is equal and balanced and loving and can accept you for who you are. Don't be somebody else. Just be you. And so when you feel that somebody's sort of crapping all over you, just sort of take a breath. Look at the message that they're giving you, not the messenger, and just sort of say, okay, you know, here I have, I've attracted again. Feel what it is that you're feeling. Allow yourself to be authentic, and then make the choice. You don't have to have these people in your life. Yes, they may work with you. Yes, they may be some of your friends, but, you know, how you see them is not necessarily what's going on, but definitely you have to love and respect yourself before anybody else will. And if you can shift that from within you, probably most of the relationships that you see around you will shift, and you will feel like you're a completely different place and a different experience. How is that? Does that help?
Yeah, I kind of know that, but... Nothing changes.
Of course. Okay.
I absolutely know all that.
Right. So how do you love yourself? What can you do each day to make yourself feel like you're important and you're the most important person in your life? What can you do? What time can you give yourself? And in that time, what would you do to make yourself feel special, accepted, loved? And start doing some things. Start making yourself feel that place. Whether, you know, maybe for you it's going to a yoga class, or maybe, you know, it could look differently in many different ways. Try not it to be something that you're buying necessarily as well as much as it experiencing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, find some things that, you know, truly make your heart sing and start enjoying life. Bring yourself into that space instead of looking at all the people that have hurt and burnt you. Look at how can you enjoy life. So shift your focus over to what can you do to show that you love and accept yourself every day.
Okay.
Okay? And then let me know.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we also have Beth from Boston. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. How can we help you?
I wanted to ask, I've been seeing somebody for the past 3 years. I love him very much, and I feel we have a wicked soul connection between the two of us. I can feel when he's thinking about me, and he'll text or call. The thing is, he tells me he loves me as his best friend. But he also throws different signals all the time. He'll kiss me, hug me, whatever, and be very romantic with me at the same time. My question to you is he really my life partner, or is things going to work out between the two of us, or should I just let this go?
You know, that's a very interesting case because, you know, there is definitely a connection between the two of you. The thing with these types of connections is timing. He, for whatever reason, is not ready to make this type of shift. And just by him telling you all the time that, you know, he loves you as his best friend, I mean, that puts you in a space where, one, you're not creating a life partner relationship because you're holding on to him. Mm-hmm. And two, it creates an interesting dynamic in your energy. So can he be a life partner? Absolutely. The way you're going right now, you know, his mixed signals, his fact that he's not able to commit, that's the problem. And that's his problem. That's not your problem. So don't make it your problem. You know, what I would see him as is a perfect example of how you are beginning to manifest what you truly want in your life. This is someone, other than the fact that it's not, you know, completely committed and a life partnership where he will admit it, you know, this is someone who's come really close. So, you know, rejoice in the fact that you're getting really good at bringing in someone who is really close to the match that you're wanting. And you know what? You know, as you let him go, he may step up to the plate because there definitely is a possibility between the two of you. But, you know, while he can have his cake and eat it too, he's sort of feeling like he doesn't have to make a decision or a choice in this. So, you know, as you sort of disengage because you're wanting to go out and explore because there's no reason why you can't at this point, see what happens. But don't hold on to it. Just observe. See what happens to him and how he, you know, how he will shift his energy around that. But yeah, I would definitely see this as an incredible opportunity for you to, you know, create exactly what you're wanting with somebody who is committed and wants to be. And know that you're really, really close. And you know, he could step up to the plate. He could be that person. He's not being that person right now, so there's no reason for you to hold on to it until he changes. So you can't do anything to make him change. He has to do it on himself. So I would just, you know, make it known that you're going to start dating and see what happens. And I think
I actually have done that.
Okay. But have you actually dated?
No, because the one person that actually was interested in me was somebody that was, though he had a good heart, was undesirable.
Right. You know what? There's no reason why you can't attract somebody right now. Your energy's clear. You know what you want. You just decide. Everything's in your court right now. You can create an incredible relationship. It may be with him. It may be with someone else. Okay?
Does he feel the soul connection between the two of us as well?
Of course he does.
Okay.
Of course he does. Yeah.
I was married for 26 years and didn't even have that with my husband.
Of course. No, because your husband was a karmic relationship and this isn't.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But let me know what happens, Beth.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, so we're going to go to break now. Give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Join Kimmy Rose on Interviews, Thursday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. Together as a community, we will embrace the challenges in life and find a way to experience heaven on earth. Spiritual teachers and Kimmy will bring you insight on how to change your life and embrace purpose. Interviews this Thursday night starting at 9. It's all about what's within you.
Time of year, somewhere far away from here. I feel fine enough, I guess, considering everything's a mess. There's a restaurant down the street where hungry people like to eat. I could walk, but I'll just drive. It's colder than it looks outside. It's like the dream you try to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see the one beyond your front door, take your time to weigh out. I'm gonna make you smile when you realize that a guy by side might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. It's the perfect time of day to throw all your cares away. Put the sprinkler on the lawn and run through with my gym shorts on. Take a drink right from the hose and change into some drier clothes. Climb the stairs up to my room. Sleep away the afternoon. Like the dream you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see the world beyond your front door, take your time to weigh out. I'm gonna make you smile when you realize that again, my side might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. Try to figure out what all this is for. Try to see the one beyond your front door. Try to figure out what all this is for.
Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Are you in your head too much, overthinking and worrying all the time? In times like these, you need to find a heart's way to clear the blocks to being in your heart, where you can listen to your intuition and express your soul's purpose. This will assist you to gain clarity, step into your power, and lead from this place. I can support you to create space to find your own answers and trust your intuition. I am offering a 30-minute free consultation on finding a heart's way to hear the gentle guidance of your soul. So just go to my website, which is www.intuitivesoul.com, and register on my site and contact me, and you can receive your free 30-minute consultation. Okay, so we have been talking tonight about, you know, shifting from your head to your heart with relationship with yourself. And you can give us a call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or do an instant feedback, which we actually have tonight. It's from Ron, and he has a job-related question. Recently, he applied for a position at a local company. He's asking me if, at the very least, does he get a chance to interview for it? If not, do you see any other job opportunities in his near future? And he's hoping for some good news because he seems that everything is not looking so positive. So, Ron, that's the first thing we're going to look at. You know, right now you're in a very transformational, transitional phase right now. And, you know, when everything feels like it's changing and everything feels like it's not looking in a positive direction, it means that it just means that you need to shift yourself. You know, we're always trying to do, and you know, this month has really been helping, trying to assist you to move from that place of your head to the place of your heart. You know within your heart, your soul knows within your heart what you're passionate about and what you're truly wanting to move into in this life. And what I'm feeling from you right now is that you are in this transition that is kind of getting you to be really clear about what you're wanting and what your soul is trying to allow you to receive. But you have to be open. So a little bit, you're a little bit closed down because you feel that everything has been going wrong around you. And, you know, Ron, there are so many people that are in this type of situation. And I've been in this type of situation and I know what it's like to feel like everything is changing and, oh my God, what am I supposed to do and how am I supposed to do it? And you know, getting to that place where it's the end of the month and just not knowing. I mean, you're at that place and that's the time where even if you can just take a few moments a day and just really open your heart, just like shift down from your head, move into your heart and just allow that to be part of how you move forward. Know what you want. As to, you know, whether there's other job opportunities or are you going to get an interview, you know, I feel you can get an interview for this job. What I'm not feeling is that you're extremely passionate about it. I'm also thinking that, you know, expand your horizons. Maybe it's not necessarily a local company that you're wanting. Maybe it's something really different that you're wanting to look into. Maybe you're wanting to move. There's a lot of choices that you can make. Be extraordinarily open right now. Don't limit yourself. Let the universe sort of guide you. Let your heart guide you and find, you know, some of your own answers that come from a place of love instead of a place of fear. And what I'm feeling is that this job, you know, you're kind of doing it out of a place of fear more so than from a place of love. And yes, you can get a job to sort of tie you over until you make a different decision. But make that your intention, not, oh, can I get this just in case sort of thing. Just make your intention that, you know, you just want something to hold you over until your heart makes the decision that you're truly wanting. I think, honestly, there's something that you're holding back on from what you're really wanting. I think your soul and your heart wants you to do something else, and you've been trying to avoid that. And when you avoid it, it sort of gets you stuck. And I think that's where you're at. Plus the fact that a lot of things are changing in your life. So take a breath, decide what you want, let your heart guide you. And yes, there will be opportunities for you. There are opportunities already all around you, but I think you're afraid of taking a step because you're thinking it's too drastic or it's too different or I'm not going to know anybody. Just be truly open and just allow the universe to guide you. Okay, Ron, good luck. Let me know what happens. And yeah, I think there's lots of changes that are coming. Just open yourself and let your heart guide you. All right. Now, I'm going to take this very quickly. We do have another instant feedback from Rachel in Chicago. She's been single since 2008. She's only dated two men so far, but both relationships ended as fast as they started. She's now single not dating anyone. Do you feel anybody coming into your life and starting a relationship soon? Honey, Rachel, you need to get yourself out there. You're not out there enough. You need to be really clear about what you're wanting and really open your heart. Rachel, what I think I'd like to do, even though next week is not about relationships, is, you know, maybe either recontact me with another instant feedback or give me a call so that we can actually talk and we can talk about, you know, different things that you could do to allow yourself to be more open to getting a relationship. Because, honey, you should be in a relationship and there's no reason why you can't be. So there's definitely relationships around you and there's something that's blocking you. So I'm going to leave it at that. And why don't you give me a contact next week, next Wednesday at 7. All right? Okay. So, wow. I'm Lori Houston. This has, you've been listening to Intuitive Soul. I'm on the internet with intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. I do email and phone consultations and readings, remote healing and clearing for personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show every Thursday evening. This Thursday is actually a very interesting show talking about the presence process. Is Michael Brown. You'll love him. And I also, you know, invite you to take advantage of my free 30-minute consultation on finding a heart's way to hear the gentle guidance of our soul. May love and joy be your guides to creating the life you desire. You've been listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Radio, powered by CBS.